Good morning. I want to welcome everyone to St. John's Christian Church. It's good to gather together as a church family. And a special welcome to any of those who are visiting with us today. I want to draw your attention to all the announcements that you can find on pages 9 and 10 of the worship bulletin. And I want to highlight a few of these special events. Please be aware that the order deadlines for the Easter flowers is today. And also next Sunday from 9 a.m. through to 9:30 in the morning, the Fellowship Committee will be hosting a donut fellowship in the parish hall for all to attend. And on Wednesday evenings throughout the season of Lent, an evening Lenten service will be held in the chapel at 7 p.m., centering around a teaching lesson exploring the themes of Lent. And our opening scripture this morning is taken from Psalm 119, chapter 1. From Psalm 119, verses 1 through 2 and 7 through 12, and can be found on page 607 of your pew Bible. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Let's pray. O God, we are thankful that your holiness is not limited to grand cathedrals or saintly persons, spectacular mountains or mountain-moving leaders. Instead, your holiness is often discovered in simple, everyday places and simple, everyday folks. Please plant your holiness in this place and in us. Grow us this hour that we might flourish and spread the beauty of your holiness. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.
We're going to hear a little bit today in the sermon about the time leading up to Christ and carrying his cross. And I came across the song for our call to worship called How Beautiful the Wounds. A lot of times we don't think of wounds as being beautiful. But as you listen to this song, reflect on the sacrifice of Christ and the wounds that he took upon himself for each one of us. The song is called How Beautiful the Wounds.
Nails in his hands and scarring on his side, Jesus, Savior, for me crucified, bruised and
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
Christ is risen, Jesus is alive.
It's your time to join in a song of gratitude. If you're able, please rise and join us. Our first song is Man of Sorrows. Jesus was a man that walked among us, took on the pain of this world, took on the pain for the cross. And then our second song is the victory that he has for us, Victory in Jesus.
Betrayed the seed of men and rats.
They are ready to go. Here they come. I invite the children forward. Hi, Ryan. You guys are nice and awake this morning. Hi, honey. Go sit down, okay? All right. Hey, why are we in the corner over here? You know what?
We all like Ryan.
You all like Ryan? I like him too. I'm pretty biased, though. We love Ryan's. How about that? Okay? No more muffins. All right. So, since you're all in this little corner, I'm actually going to make you... What game do I love to play? Simon Says. You knew it. You want to play this morning? You're horrible at it? Well, we're going to play... Reese is ready. All right, let's stand up. Come on. Let's wake up a little bit, guys. Let's play Simon Says. Should we make all of the bigger ones out there play with us too? Colin and Emily, your son is on the run. Okay. Should we make all of the big people play too?
Yeah.
We should? Okay. All right. Should we tell everybody? Simon says stand up if you can. Yeah. Let's get everyone involved in this. All right. All right. Ready? You guys are playing too. Okay. You're not. I'm Simon. I'm in charge. Okay. Ready? Simon says raise your right hand. Simon says, wave it around. Simon says, wave or raise your left hand. Simon says, wave it around. Simon says, stop waving your hands. Simon says, put them on your head. Simon says, put them on your shoulders. Simon says, put them on your head. Put them on your shoulders. Oh, I saw a lot go down over there. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right, ready? Simon says, are we listening? No. Simon says, put your hands on your hips. Simon says, shake your right foot. Simon says, shake your left foot. Not at the same time, everyone. Simon says, put your feet down. Simon says, do a little twirl around. I'm going to be out of breath after this. Simon says, stop. Simon says, put your hands on your shoulders. Simon says, put your right hand up. Simon says, put your left hand up. Simon says, put your right hand down. Left hand down. Uh-oh. Simon says, sit down. Simon says, take up the cross and follow Jesus.
How do we do that?
That's a good question, Ryan. Do we do that? That's a big question we need answered. So, when you mess up in something like Simon Says, what do you guys feel? How does it feel to mess up in Simon Says? Ryan?
Should we be angry?
A little angry, yeah. Reese?
A little sad.
A little sad. Did anybody feel embarrassed? Yeah, did anybody feel kind of silly doing that, a little humiliated this morning? I wasn't intentionally trying to humiliate today. But today we're talking about a really heavy passage in Scripture. Okay, go ahead. We're talking about a very heavy passage in Scripture about a time when Jesus was humiliated right before his crucifixion. Pastor Eric is going to talk about some really dark things and some mean things that happens to Jesus before he's crucified. A lot more than just the embarrassment or the anger or the sadness that we might feel when we mess up in Simon Says. But what did Jesus do anyways? Jesus still took the cross, and he went to the cross, and he died for who?
Everybody.
For everybody, for our sins. He did it anyways. Because his father commanded it of him. Now, there's a big lesson here, okay? Yes, we have Simon Says, right? It's really fun when you guys are, you know, listening to me and I'm in charge. But ultimately, we have Scripture. We're going to focus on a passage today that talks about humility that's like Jesus, right? and how to be humble like Jesus. That's just one of many of the Simon Says things that are in this book here. Can anybody else tell me what Jesus says we should do?
Follow him.
Follow him, right? What are the rules or commands that we know of? Reese.
Praise him.
Praise him. Love him, right? So when you guys are thinking of Simon Says, and you're going into this week and the rest of Lent before Easter, can we think about what Jesus says? Can we be just as excited, all of us, just as excited to do what Jesus says as we are in a game of Simon Says? To take up our own cross and to follow and to be like Jesus. You think we can do that? Maybe. Yeah, we're going to be excited about the things that Jesus tells us to do. Okay? Let's close in prayer, okay? If they're hard things, that's a bigger lesson that Pastor Eric is going to talk about in a little bit, okay? That's a big question, Ryan, and a good one, because there are some hard things that he asks us to do. Yep. All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability as a congregation to come together in joy and in laughter, especially as we're about to reflect on a much heavier scripture passage this morning about how Jesus is mocked, he's humiliated in front of so many people, and yet he did it because of his unfailing love for us, to set the example for us and to die for our sins. Lord, I just ask that as these kids are going into the season ahead of Easter, that they are reminded of the love that you have for them, that they are encouraged to walk like you, to live by your example, and to be more like you every day. In your loving name we pray, amen. Okay, you guys are free.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand and start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I have traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay, I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. On the mountain, in the valleys,
there was Jesus.
In the shadows of the alleys,
there was Jesus.
In the fire, in the flood, always is and always was. You are always there. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
As we bow in prayer before the Lord, thankfully I was reminded, Deb Schnipke's daughter Robin is having surgery this week and has asked for prayer. So please be praying for Robin as she goes through surgery this week and for Deb. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Amazing and gracious God, we thank you for the realized promise that Jesus is with us. As the truth of Scripture testifies, as our own lives confirm, the testimony of life, we thank you for the always present Jesus, for his victory over the cross, enabling us to have victory over our sin through confession and repentance. And we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ our Lord. And because he was perfect, he helps us overcome our imperfections. And that's not always just sin. That can be an attitude of despondency, of laziness. It can be an attitude of something far more. But Lord, in this time of worship, we thank you. We thank you simply for Jesus. Lord, we pray for the ministries and the mission work of St. John's. We thank you for the stewards of the congregation. And we pray that in our daily lives, we would be lights of Jesus Christ. And Lord, in this season of Lent, as we journey once again towards the observance of Holy Week and the celebration of Easter morning, Lord, help us to live what the Word says. Help us to see the Scriptures as your voice to us, leading and guiding and directing. Keep us attentive, keep us strong, and in our moments of weakness and sin, Lord, we thank you that any shame or embarrassment or humiliation is taken away by the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for Robin as she goes through surgery this week. We pray for her mother, Deb, and for her peace. Lord, we pray that you would work through the surgeons tending to Robin and pray that the surgery will bring relief. We pray for Chloe and for Josie, for Todd and for Stuart, and all that they have been through and will go through. We thank you for their faith in you. And Lord, as we think about the Word, as we think about what Jesus endured for us, may we be ever grateful. And hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.